The type of cancer I had was quite aggressive and it had quite a high potential of coming back. The trial that they've put me on is to see whether they could detect a recurrence, which is the cancer coming back again at an early stage. And they did, and I tested positive. And so now I am on the trial and I'm on the trial drug. I feel lucky. I feel like I've got a safety net underneath me because there aren't many people that would know at this early stage, when nothing's actually even happened, that I was about to have a recurrence. So I think if I hadn't been on this trial, I'd just be walking around oblivious. So I feel very lucky, actually.
How did you come up with the idea for this event, Breastfest?
It started, basically, I work for a company called Hybrid, a sportswear company. And we, because of the platform that we've got quite a few followers on Instagram, stuff like that. We thought, you know, use the platform to do some good. And we, on our best-selling range of bras, we had a QR code put in the inside of the bra, which then you scan and it takes you to a video of me showing you how to check your breasts and some information on what to look for. So we wanted to do a little fashion show and raise some money, raise some awareness in the store. And then my friend Danae reached out to me and said, look, why don't we go a bit bigger and let's do it in the Dead Famous? And then it just snowballed from there. Then it ended up on the Killer Court. We got involved with Newquay Town Council, Newquay Bid, and it's now Breastfest. So, yeah, that's where it started.
It's on from midday till six tomorrow at the Killer Court. Give me some of the highlights.
You can expect lots of live music, a kids workout, which is being put on by Hybrid. So we'll be giving out free Hybrid tees to all the kids that take part. You can get your face glittered. We have got a massive auction and raffle. We've got some incredible prizes that people have donated to us. And then it goes on afterwards. We've got an after party in the Dead Famous with burlesque and a set from Devotion and then some DJs.